Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third, the left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth, the catcher, John Orsino. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second, the second baseman, Vic Power. Batting third, the first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Mincher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell strikes out. There goes Snyder. The throw from Batty to Verhals, and Snyder is out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verals hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power misplays the ball. That's an error on Power. Roberts moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberts moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hall hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. Hall reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty is walked intentionally. Zoilo Verals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verals hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green pinch hits for Jim Perry. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to third. Batty moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-3 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen pinch runs for Don Mincher. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Hall is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Vic Power now playing first base. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 3 in the game. Orsino hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 3 in the game. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 4 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 4 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Savarin moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 4 in the game. Powell is walked intentionally. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 4 in the game. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-4 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-4 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhaals hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-4 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-5 in the game. Rollins strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-5 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Power reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Power scores. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.